On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
Theresa May says MPs will get to vote on alternatives if a Brexit deal doesn't get the backing of Parliament by the 12th of March. The first will be held by the following day.
If the House, having rejected leaving with the deal, then rejects leaving on the 29th of March without a withdrawal agreement and future framework, the government will, on the 14th of March, bring forward a motion on whether Parliament wants to seek a short, limited extension to Article 50.
With just 31 days to go until the UK is due to leave the EU, the Prime Minister's updated MPs after speaking to EU leaders this week. She also said the UK and Brussels have developed a so-called work stream to discuss alternatives to the Irish backstop, which aims to prevent a hard border.
KMFM News.
The Chief Constable of Kent Police says migrants who are risking their lives to cross the Channel are no longer trying to avoid authorities at the border.
They want to be found and helped. On some occasions, from their own boats, they are phoning 999 and asking for our help. You know, so there's a significant shift in migration, clandestine, in the way we talked about it, in the widest sense.
Alan Pusey has been giving evidence to the Home Affairs Committee about the spike in the number of people trying to reach Kent illegally from France. Around 250 made the dangerous journey in small boats in December. That number has gone down since, but there have been several incidents in the last few days. We're told Border Force officers are currently dealing with a group of migrants off the Kent coast. A woman's been taken to hospital after being found beaten up in Medway. Emergency crews were called to Luton Road in Chatham just before 8:30 this morning after witnesses reported seeing a woman in her 20s being attacked by two people who got out of a car. The road near to Castle Road had been taped off. A man in his 40s arrested after a child fell from the window of a house in Gillingham has been given a caution by police. The boy was taken to a London hospital after it happened at an address on Napier Road yesterday morning.
KMFM News.
Now, funding for children's services has fallen by a quarter per child in Kent over the last 9 years. According to figures today from leading charities, including the NSPCC and Action for Children, there's also been a 30% drop in Medway. It's claimed nationally councils face a £3 billion funding gap by 2025, which is leading to some facilities shutting down. Alexandra Chatfield turned to Sure Start for support when she moved back to Raynham from Japan with her one-year-old son. She says others now aren't so lucky.
It's a real shame because the support that I had, I feel like people are going to miss out on. And people just think that Sure Start's like a playgroup, but it's not just a playgroup. It's a place with professional expert help.
Rosanna Trudigan is head of campaigns at charity Action for Children, who helped compile the data.
With the number of children in child protection cases, a number of children going into care soaring, we need urgent attention from the government and we need urgent cash from them towards local authorities.
The government says it's made £200 billion available for authorities up until next year. A man still in a London hospital 5 days after being stabbed near Canterbury. He was found injured when emergency crews were called to Badger's Close in Blean last Thursday. A 50-year-old woman from Whitstable who's thought to know the victim was arrested on suspicion of assault and has since been released while investigations continue. And an animal charity in Medway is trying to raise around £3,000 for surgery on a puppy who was abandoned in a bush. 5-month-old Floyd was found by a road in Raynham in November and is unable to use his back legs. You can see pictures and video of him at kentonline.co.uk. UK.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
A teenage footballer from Swanley has been described as an amazing and charitable person following her death from liver cancer. 18-year-old Jordan Dawes, who played in goal for Kent Football United, was diagnosed last year after suffering a stroke. She passed away on Friday. Her cousin Amber Matthews has told KMFM the whole family are rallying round to support each other.
It's hard and there's times where we break down. It's important to laugh at memories that is what made her and our family so strong together.
Celebrities have also been paying tribute, including Manchester United goalie David De Gea, who'd previously sent her a pair of his gloves and a shirt. And staying with football, Maidstone United have another chance to reach the semi-finals of the FA Trophy tonight. They're taking on Stockport at the Gallagher after it finished 1-1 between the sides at the weekend. Whoever gets through will face AFC Fylde with the first leg on March the 16th and the second a week later. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.